He's got a little bit of room. Three on three going in. He chips it in behind Gilmore. Back in. Put up. In. Austin Cangelosi with the game winner in overtime. What a play.
In the game, Seedham will carry the puck behind his net and wait out the buzzer. They're on their feet here at the Covelli Center. And ladies and gentlemen, the Youngstown Phantoms are the 2018 Eastern Conference champions. They're going to the Clark Cup Final.
Welcome, hockey fans, to episode 11 of Hockey People on the Computer Getting Coffee, brought to you by Duncan. I'm voice of the Phantoms, Matt Lipsack, joined here by the goalie for the Niagara Purple Eagles, late of your Youngstown Phantoms. That would be Chad Veltri, joining us from what looks like an unfinished basement in Fox Chapel, Pennsylvania. Chad, how are you, brother?
I'm doing good, Lipper. How you doing?
I'm doing great, brother. Thanks for asking. So what have you been up to since the NCAA shut down? What was going on with Niagara? I know you guys were probably getting ready for the tournament, right?
Yeah, so we were in first round of playoffs, actually. We were up at Army West Point and got there on a Wednesday, and then the Thursday is when they canceled the tournament. So was up there for a night, turned around, came back to school. Next day, got my stuff, came home, so been home ever since and just been trying to work out, skate as much as I can, and actually was out helping Youngstown's main camp for the goalies this past week. So that was nice to get out there and see a lot of friendly faces with the coaching staff and returning players that were there when I was there.
Yeah, Chad and I are recording this episode on July 30th, so the NHL getting ready to kick their playoffs off here in just a couple of days. Chad, you earned all-rookie honors with the Atlantic Hockey Association this past season. Some great numbers from your first year in college hockey. At 210 goals against average and a .931 save percentage. That's awesome work, man. What can you tell us about your first season of college hockey?
That experience, I played a lot of cool plays, and just we had a bad start to the year, started off a little rough, and I think after Christmas, like, our team started to mesh together, and I just found confidence within my game and just started playing my game, and I guess it turned out well for us, and everything was turning in the right way heading into playoffs.
How awesome was it to get to come back home to Pittsburgh and get to be in net against Robert Morris?
It was good. So we played two games, and I had a lot of familiar team, a lot of kids. So I guess my hometown team.
Uh-huh. What have you found is the biggest difference between the USHL and the NCAA level of competition?
I think in the NCAA, the kids are just much older, especially coming as a freshman. Last year, I was playing with little guys like Bencho. It was in 03. Yeah, you're men at that age. Really, I had a couple guys that were 25 on my team. So it's all about just like the size and the skill just gets better and better as you get older. So you just have to adjust and adapt with that. And yeah.
You got to spend a lot of your junior career very close to home before the 2017 season when you spent a year in Corpus Christi of the NAHL before Sioux Falls drafted you. How awesome was it to get to spend 5 years in the Pittsburgh Penguins elite program?
Oh, it was awesome for me. I mean, I know many kids that go and play junior hockey, they get to leave high school early. I actually got to stay home, graduate from my high school, and get that four-year experience at my hometown and play for a great organization with the Pens Elite. They just built a great facility up in Cranberry Township where they host the USHL Showcase. So, I mean, it was there and won a ship there when I was there, so it was great.
10 games into the 2018-2019 season, you're traded to Youngstown. Now, that Sioux Falls squad that you traded from ended up winning the Clark Cup that year, but your numbers were actually better in Youngstown than in Sioux Falls. What do you think was the reason for that?
I just think I found my confidence when I was in Youngstown. I think I started the core thing once I got in the room. I just continued with it in Youngstown, and I just, like, never felt more confident in my game. And I know things didn't work out in Sioux Falls, but I couldn't have been happier with coming to Youngstown. A much better organization, I thought, and I really liked it there.
We're joined by Chad Veltri of the Niagara Purple Eagles here on Hockey People on the Computer Getting Coffee, brought to you by Duncan. So, Chad, what's your favorite memory from the time you got to spend with the Youngstown Bams?
I had home games. Like, I think we played one home game against Sioux City, and it was a packed house. I think probably 2,000 to 3,000 fans there, and we won in overtime. And it was my first win with the Phantoms. Actually, it was just unreal experience coming there and winning the first game at home and getting my first win as a Phantom in front of a packed house. It was awesome.
Let's give a shout out to your Billet family in Youngstown too. There's no USHL without the Billet family, so give a shout out to the folks that put you up there in Youngstown.
Yeah, shout out to the Jacobs family. They were a great family to have, and just I know they took me in halfway through the year, so it's always a little weird coming in halfway through. But yeah, they welcomed me with open arms, and it was just a great experience with them, and I'm forever thankful for that.
So let's talk about that 2018-2019 team. It has been said on this program that Joey Abate was guilty of pulling several pranks on his teammates. Can you confirm this for us?
Definitely. For my time there, I could definitely confirm. He was always the biggest jokester in the locker room, laughing, cracking jokes. I think I'd just be quiet sometimes in my stall, and he's just laughing, always causing something, always yelling at someone. And it was just crazy.
Anybody running late all the time there in 2018-19?
I feel like maybe Matt Barnaby a little bit. I think sometimes I would just casually see him, like, running into the locker room just a few seconds late each time. But not too much, but I think he was one that kind of stood out to me.
And you know, you're not the first person to say that either. Barnes. Yeah. Barnes, fix that watch, man. Who always had energy at the end of practice when some of the other guys just couldn't move anymore? Who was still ready to go?
I think Brett Murray and Craig Needham. I always remember this, just them pretending to fight each other and, like, going to the penalty box. It was all had me laughing every time they would do it, but they'd be ready to go. They had more energy after practice than they did at the beginning of practice. So it was always fun to see.
I mean, that's not a fair fight at all. Murray, 6'5", probably 220. Needham, 6'1", I'm thinking 180.
Yeah.
That's not fair at all.
No, it's not about the size of the dog in the fight, though.
You got a point. You got a point. Who was the last guy off the ice every night? Who was the guy saying, Chad, stay in that. I'm going to do some breakaways. Who was that guy?
I think Ben Schoen was a big guy like that. He would always want to do little breakaways, or I don't think he was allowed in 2 or 3 puck, but he had to work on his game. And I saw him the other day. It seemed like he put on a lot of weight, bulked up a little bit, and he's looking really good to me. So excited for his future.
Yeah, yes, he is. And this is, of course, Ben's draft year. So we're looking forward for big things for Ben come the October draft now instead of the June draft.
Yep.
For the NHL. Who snored the loudest on the team bus?
Maybe Christian Stowe or Liam Robertson. Maybe I used to sleep next to Liam. We were both on the floor. And I don't know. I remember waking up and you just get an elbow in the face or something like that. Just so annoying to sleep around.
And here's the one that always trips everybody up. If you had a sister, would you let any of your teammates date her?
No, no chance. I don't think I could do that to my sister.
That's fair.
Have any of the guys. They're all great guys, though, so I don't know.
All right, Chad, two things before I let you go. Number one, who's winning the Stanley Cup? Give me the pick with your head and the pick with your heart.
So, with my head, I think it's got to be the Lightning. I think they're due for a championship with the team they've had, and I think this year might be the year. But with my heart, it's got to be the Penguins. They're the best player. Yeah, so I feel like it's to be them. Penguins,
all right,
for sure.
And I know that, you know, obviously the NHL is back. Major League Baseball is back. The NBA is back. So, we've got a little bit sense of normalcy. But for people who are still stuck at home, any Netflix or Hulu recommendations for us to help us get through the pandemic?
Watching How to Get Netflix. It's probably like has 8 seasons to it, and I've been hooked. I've watched, I think, probably 5 seasons so far, so it's definitely a sleeper. I haven't heard too many people watch that show, but I've been addicted to it all quarantine.
Well, that's awesome. Chad, thank you so much for joining us here on Hockey People on the Computer. Getting Coffee, brought to you by our friends at Dunkin'. Chad, thank you so much, and best of luck up at Niagara next season.
I appreciate it, Lipper. Thanks for having me on.
All right, sports fans, this is Matt Lipsack, voice of the Phantoms, getting ready to sign off. Next episode, we are going to be joined by Phantoms head coach and general manager Brad Patterson to talk about Phantoms camp and how he trimmed down the roster and how he thought everything looked before we get ready for preseason camp, hopefully upcoming, you know, in September or maybe even October, depending on how things proceed. So we will look forward to talking to Brad Patterson in our next episode. Sound out. Fade to black.